Welcome to the Diamond Mine Transformation Radio Show with your host, Greg Dwyer, on Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check out Greg by clicking on the Diamond Mine Transformation Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can go to the Diamond Mine Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Greg has trained and coached thousands of people in his career, and you're in for a treat when you work with Greg. Whether you're taking his NLP training or going on a Diamond Mine Transformation travel tour on another continent, you'll enjoy Greg's effective technique. Check out his website on www.gregdwyer.com. And now on to our show with Greg Dwyer. Take it away, Greg.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Dwyer. It is April 2nd, 2017, and I'm really excited. I got a very good friend on the call today, tonight, this afternoon, whenever you're listening onto this broadcast. His name is Jerry Clark, and let me tell you a little bit about him. Jerry Clark became a self-made millionaire while in his 20s, and today he owns a company called Club Rhino, Inc. He conducts personal and professional development seminars around the world. In fact, I think the last time I saw Jerry, we were actually sharing the stage together in New Jersey, and we were able to bring some great value to the folks there. His topics cover the range of peak performance training, effective communication, and how to increase productivity and profitability. And this guy is big money. His name is Jerry Clark. Jerry, thanks for being on the radio show this afternoon.
Hey, Greg, definitely my pleasure. Looking forward to being able to share with you and your audience.
Wow, you know, it's been a couple years. I have to apologize. I haven't stayed in touch with your career. I know you started in direct sales network marketing. I know you do a lot of training for the industry. What's been going on in your career and your life in the last couple of years? What have you been up to?
So what's been happening, Greg, is the last, I would say, probably 8 or 9 years or so, I've been kind of in semi-retirement mode, relaxing, watching my kids grow, doing the regular daddy things, you know, taking them to school, picking them up, just hanging out with them. I haven't been traveling as much as I used to travel. I've just been spending a lot of time with the family. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. And then the other thing that I've been doing is working with other coaches, other people that want to, you know, produce content and take it out there to the marketplace. As you know, there's a lot of trainers out there, and I work with a lot of them, and I train them and coach them and help them realize their dreams as well.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, I met you in the late 90s. I was involved in a direct marketing company, and I don't remember exactly how our paths crossed, but I think I bought everything that you produced, and at that time it was all cassette tape, and then I think it went to CDs, and probably by now it's all MP3, right?
That's correct. Yeah, well, most of it. I mean, there are still people that buy CDs and so forth, but we have probably most of the programs that we sell nowadays are MP3s.
Right, and you made a great impact on me. I have a company called Diamond Mine Potential, and some of the information that I share with my live audiences and then over the internet is, you know, some of it is based in and influenced by you, specifically the success triangle. I teach Diamond Mine Potential, and I use the top half of the triangle to talk about communication. In fact, I do a seminar called The Magic of Communication, and I give credit to you, and I'm not sure where you found this out or where you came across it, but this idea that communication is an inside job and also an external job. For our listeners that have never heard this or never heard you explain it, could you share a little bit of information about the success triangle with our listeners?
Sure. So, Greg, the success triangle is just a framework that I created based on questions that were being asked of me a long time ago. So I got started in direct sales back when I was 19 years old. And after about 7 years of really putting in the time, energy, effort to really make it work and generating reasonable income and so forth, I had enough money that I thought I was going to be able to retire for the rest of my life. You know, I was 26 years old. I'm like, I'm set. I can go do what I want. So I just kind of traveled around the world, didn't really do a whole bunch. This was back in the 1990s, just like you were talking about. So I kind of traveled, just you know, just traveled around the world, had a lot of fun. But I was 26 years old, so I was going around the world by myself because most 26-year-olds were working still. So during that time, though, that I had all this time off, like not really doing nothing, I got a lot of questions. And the questions were pretty much the same. Hey, Jerry, how did you do it so quickly? How did you really set yourself up to be able to create the type of income? How did you, you know, generate the results that you generated relatively quickly? How did you do this? And what can I do to be able to do the same? What can I do to be able to set myself up to be able to retire early? What can I do? And I kept hearing the same questions over and over again. So as I was traveling around the world, I started thinking about those questions. It's like, wow, you know, so if there were specific processes that I actually did that I think really made the difference, what would those processes be? And I started asking myself those questions. And as I flew around the world, I started getting little bits and pieces kind of came up to me, and I started putting it to the test. I said, okay, well, yes, but that worked for me, but did it work for other people? In other words, is that the same thing that helped other people that were in similar situations like me who started their own entrepreneurial enterprise and created results relatively quickly? So I started talking to some of my friends who had did the same thing, who had produced massive results, and I realized that they all pretty much had done the same thing that I did. I was like, wow, okay. So this is interesting. So the framework that I came up with was based on a triangle. I love teaching in threes. And there were three components to what I felt. If people mastered these three components, they will set themselves up to be able to do the things that I was doing. Because they said they wanted to retire early. They wanted to travel the world. They wanted to be able to have their own time freedom and all this. So the three things, the three components of this triangle, which represents this framework, at the base is what I call internal communication. So internal communication is how you communicate with yourself. Some people call this mindset, I guess. And so how you communicate with yourself, I recognize, is so critical. How you use this powerful thing that we have. We all have this powerful tool called the mind and imagination, and the way we shape it, the way we direct it, the way we use it will make all the difference in what we create, what we bring about, what we manifest, what we experience, what we live into. So the ability to understand how powerful it is and to understand how to deliberately program it instead of having a programming that has already occurred, continue to occur, which will continue to get you the results you've always gotten. So if you do want to make some shifts in the results you get and want to be able to do it in a way that seems to be natural, that seems to be, you know, less tension, less stress, less frustration in the process of you doing it and getting those results, then you're going to really want to understand the mind and how it works and then how you can direct it, program it to get it to work for you instead of against you. So that's when I started realizing, okay, that is a key process there. People got to know that. So that was the base of my triangle, was this concept of internal communication. And then on the left-hand side of the triangle, there is this other component that I noticed was critical that I had engaged in and that the other people that I noticed who had produced massive results, they engaged in as well. It's called external communication. And external communication is basically your ability to communicate with others, because no matter what business you're in, I don't care if you're in direct sales, if you're in real estate, if you're in insurance, if you're a school teacher, if you are say you're a housewife and you don't even call yourself having a regular traditional job because you're a housewife or a house husband or whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. The important thing to note is that we're all going to be interacting with other people in order to exchange value with other people. So if we're in any kind of business whatsoever, if we're engaged in any kind of commerce whatsoever, then the exchange of value is going to be a critical component. You know, exchange value. So in other words, if I have the solution to a problem that someone has, then I have value. That solution that I have is valuable to this other person. So it's just potential value until they choose to receive it from me. But in order for me to give it to them, what kind of value are they going to give me? In this case, they're going to give me money. So they give me money, which is value. I'm going to give them the solution that I've developed or that I had or that I've come up with or that I've used. I'm going to give them the solution so they can use it in their life, and that's an exchange. It's a multi-directional exchange of value. And in order to do that more effectively, it's important to learn how to communicate your message of value, your value proposition to others who may want to engage in it. So I understood that key component then from this perspective, you know, as you teach the whole concept of communication as well, is understanding that we have to understand people. You know, we want to understand them from basic human nature concepts all the way to more specific, maybe more sophisticated concepts, because the more you can understand people, the more you can understand what their fears are, what their frustrations are, the more you can understand what they want, what they don't want, what they want to move towards, what they want to move away from, the more you can understand that, you're going to be able to craft messages both orally and in written form that has a higher degree of opportunity to get them to the point to where they say, wow, I do want some of the value that you're offering, because it sounds like you understand what my problem is. And you say you're going to be able to solve it, and it sounds like you know exactly what I'm going through, then here's some of my hard-earned money that I have worked to generate that I'm willing to exchange to you for this. So the better you get at understanding people and being able to communicate your value proposition in a way that could connect with them, the better off that you're going to be as far as generating money and getting to the point where you can kind of retire early and do the things you want. So this whole concept of communication was critical. So that's the second part of this success triangle. And then the third part of this success triangle is what I call the technical knowledge. And the technical knowledge is just based on mastering the processes that is required to be successful in whatever business you're in. So if a person who's listening right now is in direct sales, like I was back in the day, then it's important for me to understand direct sales. You know, I have to really understand how does it work? You know, what are the best practices? How do I implement those best practices? How do I get results? And so forth. Same thing with real estate. You know, if you're a real estate broker or real estate agent or a real estate investor, whatever the case is, you want to know what are the best practices in that, insurance, a school teacher, whatever the case is. You want to know what's the best practices, what are the best techniques, what are the best tips, insights that can allow you to be more effective at that particular profession or whatever it is you're doing. That's the technical know-how. Now, how this success triangle kind of go together, and this is how they all – they're like all these components here, these three components, they have a symbiotic relationship with each other. Because here's what happens. Most people, they start learning something. In other words, they learn whatever their job is or their career or whatever it is, the endeavor that they're doing. This is the technical part. So they start learning that. So they get started in direct sales or whatever it is, and they learn how to talk to people and contact people and set appointments, and they learn how to do a presentation. They learn how to follow up. They learn how to answer their questions and objections. They learn how to do all those technical aspects of it. That's the technical know-how. However, you can learn those things but still not do it on a regular, consistent basis. You still got to get yourself to get up, to get out, and to connect with others. You got to get yourself to do that. And some people can get themselves to do it and do it consistently to the point to where eventually they become good at it, whereas some people, they can't really get themselves to do it consistently. There's something that's holding them back. They don't really know why, and it has to do with the internal communication. So just because you know how to do something doesn't mean you're going to do it, and that's the reason why you want to master the internal communication as well as that technical know-how. Now, if you're going to get yourself to do it, so let's say you've got a mindset to the point where your confidence levels are up high enough for you to really feel competent in whatever it is you're doing. And so you're out there, you've got a nice little system going, you got a routine going, you pretty much got a ritual going. You know, you got a daily method of operation, everything is wonderful, you're plenty of prospects filling your funnel, and you're taking them through a process, and you're making all kinds of money, and that's great. Now, if you're going to do all that, I believe you might as well, you know, be as effective as you possibly can with whatever the time you are putting into it. So if you're going to get yourself to do it, why not be as good as you possibly can? And the best way you're going to be more effective at it is by understanding people. So this is where the communication part comes in. That's where the external communication comes in. So that's how all three of these components kind of work together. And what I, you know, claim, this is my big fat claim that I make for people, is if they master this success triangle, if they master it, and if you're going to master anything, it takes time, it takes energy, it takes frustration, and it takes change. It takes those four things to master anything. And so if you're going to master this success triangle, then you're going to set yourself up to make at least a six-figure income for the rest of your year, for the rest of your of the year, every year, for the rest of your life. So then that's minimum. six figures. I mean, minimum. I'm really talking about at least a nice little multiple six-figure type thing or more once you master it, though. And so that's the reason why I have encouraged people over all these years that I've been teaching this concept, and that I kind of came up with this concept because I started teaching it back in, I guess, the mid-90s when I met you probably. Right around that time was probably towards the beginning when I really started teaching it to a lot of other people. And over that period of time, I noticed that the people who have used, understood, and chose to master that information have gone on to generate six-figure, multiple six-figure, seven-figure, multiple seven-figure annual incomes. And I have lots of students who have done that. So that's my framework called the Success Triangle. And, you know, I really encourage people to allow themselves to engage in it.
And it works. I remember budgeting over $10,000 a month, thinking to myself, how did this happen? I started in the ministry, it was 1992. I think I was making $18,000 a year, Jerry, and I think the secretary was making $15,000. And years later, being in the industry, working in sales, and all the endeavors we are involved with, it works. But it's an inside job first, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Excellent. Well, let's take a fast commercial. We'll be back. I want to ask you some questions about communication externally, how to deal with people, and we'll be right back. 1 minute.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can also go to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Check out Greg for some fun and fantastic experiences. He has free material and his full product line on www.gregdwyer.com. On GregDwyer.com, you'll also enjoy everything from sales and business training to traveling to other continents with Greg. His style is fun, refreshing, and magical. Thanks for listening to Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show with Greg Dwyer. And now, back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Okay, we're back with my friend Jerry Clark. We just talked about the Success Triangle. He just gave us the goods. To me, this is worth millions. If a person puts it into action. Now, you did mention something about communicating with other people, and I remember years ago, Jerry, picking up your cassette CD series called The Magic of Colors, the reds, the blues, the greens, the yellows, different personalities, and really it's about rapport building. And I know we don't have a lot of time, but if you could just give us a teaser, I know there's people listening to you that's probably going to go to your website and buy this information. Are you still selling, Jerry, or how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, I mean, the Magic of Colors is probably one of our most referred products. In other words, when people go to our website at clubrhino.com, club and then rhino like the animal, one word, .com, when they go there, and then they click on, most people buy the downloadable version, so they click on downloadable products, and I think the second or third product they'll see is called the Magic of Colors. That's probably the most popular and most recommended product. And basically what that product does is it says that when you are communicating and connecting with people, the one thing you want to understand is not everybody is the same. So some people are not going to be motivated by the way that you're motivated. Some people are not going to be turned on by the way you're turned on. So you might be turned on to information by getting the detailed version of the particular information, where someone else, they just want the big picture. They want the overview. Whereas someone else, they don't really want to even get to business first. They want to kind of see if there's a way for them to connect with you or see what you're doing to connect with others. In other words, how are you contributing? You know, what kind of difference you're making? Maybe that's what they want to focus on. And then there's some people that just want to get to the point and make money right now. So show them how to do whatever it is you want to show them how to do, get to the bottom line, and let's get it over with. I mean, So what I do is I show you how to recognize those different types of people. I'm not the first person to show you how to recognize that. There's been insights and information for many, many years, but I use a really simple approach, a simple framework. Once again, it's a different framework. This framework is basically showing you how to recognize the different types of people you're going to be coming in contact with, so you can know how to connect with them communicate in their language, because what happens is anytime you're coming together with someone, especially if you haven't met them before, you have two things going on. On one side of the scale, you have tension, and on the other side of the scale, you have cooperation. And so what you want, obviously, is you want high cooperation, and the way to get high cooperation is to lower the tension. And the way to lower the tension is to learn how to communicate in another person's language. And when I say language, I'm not necessarily talking about Spanish or German or French or anything like that. I'm talking to their behavioral language. We all have behavioral languages that we prefer. And so you want to know how to identify those behavioral languages. I happen to use colors to explain the four dominant behavioral languages. So I use yellows, blues, greens, and reds to explain it. And then I just go into a whole concept of saying that, you know, if a person is predominantly yellow, this is how they like to be communicated. This is what they're motivated by. This is what they want to avoid. This is how you don't want to approach them. You know, and the same thing with the other colors, because once you understand that, I'm telling you, it makes such a difference. I would say that I have earned at least an extra, you know, eight figures or maybe even multiple eight figures just based on understanding that one concept. This concept about behavioral styles has really contributed in millions and millions of dollars to my coffers. I'm not talking about selling the program. I'm talking about actual, you know, business that I've done by utilizing that concept. And so, as you said, I mean, we can sit here and talk all day about this one concept here, but, you know, based on time, I definitely would, you know, suggest people to go take a look at that program at clubrhino.com and feel free to pick that up. And if they put your name, Greg, because whatever the price is there, because I don't know what the price is right now, to be honest with you, it's always discounted. But if they put your name, Greg, in the discount, in the code where that's for a discount code when they're checking out, then I would make sure that those people get an extra, you know, let's say they get an extra 30% off whatever the already discounted price is.
Wow. Thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate that. This is life-changing information. I remember in the late 90s when I got involved in direct sales, the questions I was looking at was, how do I do this? You know, what's the technical knowledge? And as Providence would have it, I bumped into you and I started studying and listening to your material. It made a huge difference. And then later on, I listened to The Magic of Colors. And it took me time. You know, mastery doesn't happen overnight. You know, we have this microwave society, and we think that it's going to happen overnight. And then, you know, I would say within a few years, I was on stage with you giving a presentation. I remember sharing my program. I think I took in $3,000, and I remember being so excited and meeting you afterwards, and you said, hey, how'd you do? I said, oh, I spoke, and I just made $3,000, you know, and it was a real paradigm shift in my thinking. Because, you know, people have to work, I don't know, what, 2 or 3 days to make that, Jerry? I don't know. But, you know, it was amazing to see it happening. And I owe it to you. I owe it to the concepts that I learned with the Success Triangle, also through Murphy's Committee, which is another product that I absolutely love, and also the Magic of Colors, because it is about communication. It's about how we communicate with ourselves and how we communicate with other people. So, well, in the last eight so minutes that we have, anything else that you want to share with us, projects you're doing or how people can get a hold of you or anything? You know, I know we haven't talked recently, but what are some of the things you're working on now professionally? You're working with coaches and you're coaching people?
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit more coaching than I normally do simply because I've been home more than I normally have been home. I used to travel around the world about 7 times around the world each year. Training people in over 35 countries. And so now that I stopped doing that about 8 or 9 years ago in order to spend more time with my family, you know, younger kids, so I wanted to be home with them, I've been making more time available to work with and coach other people who have certain dreams that they want to accomplish. But one thing you brought up that I want to, you know, in a few minutes here that we have, I do want to bring it up because I think it's a very important subject, is you talked about Murphy's Committee. And the reason why I want to bring Murphy's Committee up is this is my program. It's sold over 1 million copies, and it's a single audio. And for everyone who's listening, if you guys want a free copy of it, you can just go to clubrhino.com, and on the front page of my website there, you're going to see a place where you can opt in and put your name and email address, and you'll get a free copy of Murphy's Committee. And what Murphy's Committee is, though, is it says that anyone who has an entrepreneurial spirit, if you've got the spirit to where you want to be able to design life on your own terms, and you want to create some kind of a business. Even if you've got a job going, maybe you want to have a side business going to generate some additional income and so forth, then, you know, you want to understand there are certain, you know, ways that certain things are going to happen to you that you want to be prepared for. So what Murphy's Committee does is just shows you that once you kind of step into this entrepreneurial jungle, is what I call it, you're going to have challenges. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be things that happen to try to stop you from really moving forward to design your life. And I go through a whole process, like a whole story, kind of sharing with you what that's all about. What are some of those things that you're going to come against? And how can you overcome them? How can you be successful in spite of them so you can produce the results that you desire? And I do it in a fun way. I use cows and rhinos as an analogy in the jungle and the cow pastures and the land of paradise and all those type of concepts. But I think everyone who's listening, obviously they're entrepreneurial minded. If they're listening to your program here on a regular basis and engage in your content, I think they'll really enjoy it. So you can definitely get a free copy just by going to clubrhino.com right on the front page. You'll be able to see it and be able to access it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. I have the CDs. In fact, I have many CDs, and I gave them out to folks that, you know, were in the direct industry of network marketing, direct sales. I just think anybody that wants to have more or be more would benefit from the program. And it's a metaphor, you know, and it wasn't until, I don't know, a good 6-7 years ago that I started studying Milton Erickson, who was a hypnotherapist. And he talked about metaphors and stories and how powerful they are. I mean, you can tell people this is what you need to do, but what I love about Murphy's Committee is this wonderful story. In fact, I just watched you give the presentation on YouTube the other day about all these things that are going to get in the way, and you talk about this girlfriend that you had to let go. Remember that story? And, you know, how you it's just a great story because there are things that will get in the way which would test you to get you to your land of paradise. So, yeah, that's great. So anybody that goes to your website gets that free audio, Murphy's Committee. That's good. Yeah, and the Rhino, when I think of Club Rhino, I think of Scott Alexander. I just friended him on Facebook, and that got me thinking of you too because he has had an influence, I think, probably on this concept, right?
Oh, yeah. Scott wrote a book called Rhinoceros Success, and that book definitely was one of the books that really, you know, perked my mind in regards to my whole Murphy's Committee concept. So I would say Scott Alexander, also Les Brown contributed to that with one of his concepts that he talks about called The Messengers of Misery, and that's kind of how I designed my Murphy's Committee. And then plus, you know, even before Scott wrote the book, there's a bunch of seminars and workshops that I had attended that talked about the Rhino and the whole concept there with people that didn't go and write a book about it, but they talked about it. So, you know, definitely influential. Scott Alexander came over to my house one day, spent the night, hung out, and I almost bought the rights to the audio rights to his book. So we were very, very close to making that deal. Didn't finalize because of some technical issues with the attorneys finalizing everything, but it was, you know, Scott and his books and what he's put together has definitely been influential and really has been a good guy over the years.
Excellent. Hey, Jerry, speaking of books, do you still have that giant library in your house or did you have to move it off site?
Yeah, I have. So I have about $1 million library for, you know, people that are listening and probably think it's kind of crazy. It's grown since I talked to you last, but yeah, I got like $1 million library with all kinds of content. Of course, a lot of my library is digital nowadays because most of the content that I purchased over the last few years have been digital, but yeah, still got a huge library for sure.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I do remember staying at your house, you know, coveting your library and spending time with you. In the last 10 seconds that we have left, please give your website so they can go on and get some of these great products.
Yep. So, Greg, I really appreciate it being here with you, and I'm at clubrhino.com, and feel free to go there. Like I said, you can get a free Murphy's Committee, and we're all set. So thanks, Greg. I really appreciate it and enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate it. God bless. Thanks, everyone. And just remember, I'm Greg Dwyer, and you are Diamond Mind Potential.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Go to www.gracewire.com to learn more. And always listen in to the Building Fortunes radio show for Greg Dwyer as he shares information about his Diamond Mind Transformation Training. So listen in, get involved, and help spread the word. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer website to hear more of Greg Dwyer radio shows. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Greg and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.